The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest. You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who work. You ain't doing nothing. Every day you chilling. You need to know your why, and my why wakes me up every single morning. You don't get it. Listen to me very closely. You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down. But I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knockdown. At the end of your feelings is nothing. But at the end of every principle is a promise. Find a man who's diligent at what he does, and he shall stand before kings and not mean men. Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long. The first level to success in life, listen to me, the very first level is you seeing it. Like it's clear to you. Like you know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. Listen to me. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it.
Come here to make friends. I don't even care if they respect me. I know who I am. Got enough respect for myself. I do not want them to beat me.
They're never gonna beat you.
They came close to that.
I'm telling you right now because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you're about to quit. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Hold. You put too much in it to quit now. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. But this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, ain't no such thing as tomorrow. What does your dream look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind.
He said, get your butt up. Get your butt up and work. If you want it to happen, stop laying in the bed. You got to rise and grind. Great morning, everybody. Welcome to The Grind, the realest show ever, man. I'm super excited this morning. Man, shoot, as always, I'm super excited. But, man, there's a reason why I'm super excited this morning. The reason why is I get to come on here this morning and talk to y'all. And I got a lot of stuff on my mind. So I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to talk about something that's going to be I don't want to say it's controversial, but it was on my mind this morning. So everything was switched around. I didn't really, put a whole bunch of, emphasis and effort on one thing. But, I really switched things around this morning to talk about this. So, text somebody or pick up the phone right quick and call them and let them know we're going to talk about some monsters today. Coffee break. And let them know we're going to talk about some monsters today because I do believe that there are a lot of monsters out there, but we want to talk about them. We want to expose them. Some people are getting real scared right now because they're like, is he talking about me? I could be. Could very well be talking about you. Let me tell you something. Whatever is said on this show, ladies and gentlemen, I can most certainly tell you that I am the first partaker because I'm not talking at you guys. I'm talking to you guys, and I'm first and foremost talking to myself. Okay, so I want you guys to know that I'm the first partaker in everything that's said on this show. There is no talking at anybody and pointing fingers, man. We do what we do to bridge gaps, and sometimes you got to get dirty to bridge some gaps, man. Everything in life is not all sunshine and roses. You got to get down on your knees, and you got to dig in that dirt, and you're going to have to construct some bridges that are going to last so that they don't crumble, and the same thing that you left catches up with you, you know, down the road. So we got to know now how to construct those bridges that we can cross, and we can cross them safely, not with the expectation that nothing's going to happen, you know, but with the expectation that we can get crossed, and we can handle the things that happen, you know, and we can move forward. And that's what life is all about, you know, opening your eyes and moving forward. And I say, you know, open your eyes, because there's much to be seen, and you can't move, you know, forward. You can't have progress, you know, guys, unless you're moving forward. All right. You got to move forward. Progress is only progress when you move, either mentally or physically. Right. So, and we most certainly know that nothing happens in the physical until it happens in the mental. That's the whole premise of this show. We've been talking about controlling your mindset, you know, for a long time. Control the controls. If you control everything that goes on in your mind, then guess what? You can control your destiny. You can control the nation. Everything that you have in front of you is you. It's you. If you take the route, if you take the course, if you take the journey and say, you know what, if it's going to happen, if this thing is going to happen, then I'm going to have to make it happen. If you do that, I promise you a whole brand new world will open up to you. That means you no longer sit down and wait around for people to do things for you. You just do them. Now you start to internalize some things that you want to work on, some things that, you know, some milestones or some goals that you know you want to accomplish. And when you do that, you say, you know, what can I control? And when you figure that out and you start pushing forward, that's when things start to happen. But let me tell you something. It's not always, as I said, sunshine and roses. And I woke up this morning and I wanted to talk about something else. But of course, you know, you have to be obedient to the spirit, and you have to, you know, you have to listen, and you have to shift or ebb and flow, you know, as the spirit tells you to. And one word that I had on my mind this morning, and I couldn't shake it. And I'm like, okay, something's wrong. What is this? You know, I'm like, this, I can't talk about that. I don't even know what it was. And I wanted to get rid of the word out of my mind because, you know, because I wanted to talk about something else, but I couldn't get rid of the word out of my mind because this is what I was supposed to talk about. And the one word that was in my mind was monsters. I couldn't shake it. I got coffee because I'm thinking, okay, maybe, you know, I watched something that may have given me that mindset. But then I said, you know, I didn't. I really didn't. So I'm thinking about this word monster. So I went out, you know, I got my coffee this morning, and, you know, typically after I get my coffee, you know, I free my mind up, you know, my mind is free and things kind of open up for me. It's weird, but some of you coffee drinkers out there, you know exactly what I'm saying. All right. Things kind of open up when you get that caffeine in your system. So I'm drinking my coffee and I couldn't shake the word monsters. And I'm like, you know, what is this? You know, I don't want to do a kiddie show today. You know, I can't get on the air and talk about monsters. And then I said, or can I? Then I realized, you know, this is the realest show ever, man. This is unscripted conversation. We can talk about anything. Anything that we talk about is going to bridge a gap, because I can promise you some of you guys got some issues out there with some monsters, right? If we know that the premise of success is moving forward, right? Progress, growth, movement. I mean, we can talk about those all day, but the biggest problem is what people see or what they don't see. Which one? The biggest problem is that people close their eyes to the things that they need to see. See, when I woke up with that word in my mind this morning and I couldn't shake it, I knew there was a reason why that word was on my mind. I just need to figure out how it was going to fit into my day. It wasn't that I was going to go watch a movie with monsters in it. You know, that's not it. I needed to figure out how monster, the word monster, is going to fit into my day. So, and you know, and I realized, okay, adults are afraid of the lessons of life just as kids are afraid of monsters. See, we have a different, as an adult, we have a different type of monsters. You know, when you're a kid, you know, you see the show, you see the movies, they always talk about the monsters under the bed or the monsters, you know, in the closet. And you know, when we're sleeping as kids, man, some of us, even now as adults, we have to have a light on, you know, or there's a certain thing we have to do. The closet, you know, door has to be open. Some of us as adults, we even go and check underneath the bed. Don't laugh like I have. It may be funny, but I'm telling you, some people have to do those things because they're still carrying around those childhood monsters, the things that the rituals that they used to do. And if you're sleeping and your door's closed and you start to think about something being in that room, then guess what? Your mind is going to manifest a mental monster. And you're going to open that door. You're not going to be able to sleep until you open that door and turn that light on and find out that there is no monster in that closet. There's no monster under my bed. And then we think that if we just close our eyes, it'll go away. And that's what we did as kids, right? We closed our eyes and the monsters went away. And that's what our parents told us to do. Just close your eyes. Just go to sleep and the monsters won't be there. But now then they manifest at the movies where the monster's there when you sleep and you open your eyes and the monster's still there. So, you know, they kind of like took that whole solution and threw it in the trash. But as kids, that works. As kids, you close your eyes. But as adults, I'm sorry to say, no. When you close your eyes, you open them up, that monster, those monsters are still going to be there, right? So, and we all know that the best way to really conquer a monster is to face it head on. And the only way you can do that is open your eyes and recognize what the monsters in your life are, right? Recognize what they are. So the dark parts of our lives are dark because we haven't shed any light on them yet. Some of you are saying, oh my gosh, you know, I got to face those fears that I've had for a long time? One thing that I know is that darkness cannot exist in the midst of light. So when you shine the light on darkness, of course, some things are going to be exposed, but you can't see them until you shine the light on them. Now, it's kind of like a shark. When you're, those of you that know anything about sharks, when you're diving with sharks, unless a shark super, super hungry, and it just defies the rules, then, you know, a shark is dark on top and it's white on the bottom. And it's dark on top, of course, because when you look down in the water, you can't see him. It likes to attack from the bottom up. It gets the speed it needs and it comes up and it can get very, very ferocious. If you ever seen a shark and you see the shark fin is not the issue. When you see the shark fin, you know, the shark is there. You know it's there. But when you no longer see the shark fin, the monster has gone down and the monster's getting ready to come up. That's the pee-pee moment, right? That's the moment when you know that something's getting ready to happen because you can't see him anymore. But when you go down in the water and you see the shark and the shark sees you see him, the shark turns away. It's weird. I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it time and time again. You know, on these shows, I love the shows that have the nature shows and the water shows, especially because I believe that deep in the water like that, we aren't meant to be there, right? There's things down there that we weren't meant to see. So, but they go down there. And when they look at that shark and they let that shark see that they're looking at them, that shark turns away. They can even slap the shark in the nose and the shark turns away. It's the weirdest thing. And I'm like, you've got the one of the most ferocious, you know, animals in the sea, the sharpest teeth, and he's turning away when you see him. Who cares? But that's how monsters are, right? When you shed the light on them, then they get afraid. So, but let me tell you, because I don't want anybody to pick the phone up or start, you know, picking up their phone to text or call anybody after the show. I want to tell you, I'm not telling you that you, it's time for you to go out and expose your deepest, darkest secret to the world. Absolutely not. You do that if you want to and watch what happens. When you start exposing your deepest, darkest secret that you're going through right now, you haven't conquered it. You don't have it under control. When you're going through it, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to get judged and you're going to get ridiculed. And you think it's hard to get out of it now. It's going to be even harder to get out of it later. Am I saying you should not get help for that monster in some way, shape, form, or fashion? No, that's not what I'm saying. You do have to get some help, but you can't go and expose what you're in right now to the world while you're still struggling and in it. Okay? Doesn't work. People are judgmental. I'm just going to say it, guys. People are downright nasty. People are downright rude. They're very insensitive. And most people don't care about what you're going on. And if they can use you, if they can use you to be the butt of the joke, then they will. Guys, I always remember that, right? So the best way to conquer that fear is to face it head on. So that doesn't mean exposing it to the world, right? That means exposing it to yourself, all right? Because here's one thing I want you to understand. Everyone has secrets. Everyone has secrets. And if you realize that everyone has secrets, everyone has monsters, everyone has something that they deal with, you know, you learn to control the monsters, or you can get rid of the monsters. The more monsters you get rid of, the more, you know, the more stressful your life is, you know. But if you get rid of the monsters, then you can progress. So everybody has secrets. So if I'm telling you that everybody has secrets, when you look at people around you and you say, you know, I know you have a secret. There's something that you're not telling anybody right now. It may be something small. It may be something big. But whatever that is, when you realize that everyone has secrets, you realize that we're the same. Exposing your fears allows you to move forward. Here's the tip. You'll find people that are in your life, and they're in your life to control or attack you. And how do they do that? Through those monsters. So the tip is get people out of your life that use your monsters to control or attack you. That's the first thing. The more operative thing is to get rid of those monsters, but it's harder to get rid of those monsters when you've got people in your life that are constantly bringing up the fact that you've got monsters. Now, man, girl, look, you can't do that because you're this. Man, you can't. There's no way you're going to do that because you remember when you did this? Nah, girl, that's not going to work. You can't do that. You're not even that type person. Come on, girl, what you thinking? Just keep doing what you're doing. Let's do this. Come on, this is good. When you have people in your life that control you through your monsters, man, that's kind of crazy. Because, you know, I saw a movie once. You guys know I love movies. And, you know, the movie that I saw was, I didn't really see the movie yet. I honestly thought the movie was stupid. And it was, I don't even know the name of it, but it's not called Monsters, but it's a movie that, you know, the lady, I can't remember her name, but the actress was controlling the monster, and the monster was tearing up Tokyo, Japan, or somewhere over there. But she didn't know she was controlling it at first, and then she realized, you know, I'm controlling the monster. And then she started to make the monster do things. I don't even know how the movie really ended, the middle part. I just know the previews. And I saw her, and she was the monster, so she was controlling it. But there are people in your life that will control your monsters if you allow them to. But how did they know what your monsters are? That's a sip break. How did they know what your monsters were? Rewind that thing. And I need that rewind noise. Rewind it. I told you, don't tell people what your monsters are, especially the people that can't help you get rid of those monsters. Guys, know who you're talking to. When you expose who you are to people, you got to know who the person is that you're exposing yourself to. Because if you're not careful, they will use that monster that you just told them about, your challenges, your issues, the things that have plagued you in your childhood that you can't quite shake yet. They'll use that to control you. And you tell somebody what your weaknesses are, and they're secretly writing down all of your weaknesses. And as soon as you try to break away or do something else or do something, out of your, comfort zone or grow you, as soon as you do that, they throw a monkey wrench in what you're doing because they start exposing your weakness. Go back to the playbook. Okay, got boom, 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 boom. I need to say this, this, and this. So bring them back down on the level. Not even to my level. It'll bring them back down to the level that's below me. That way I can continue to stand on top of them to create my agenda. Those are the people that use your monsters to control or attack you. See, monsters aren't always the strong ones. Monsters are the weak points in your life too. Those things that those buttons that people can push. I said, not the little monster this time, the monster that tells you that you're not enough. The little monster that tells you that, you're never going to amount to anything. The little mental monsters that keep you in the same place, the people you allow in your life, or the person that's controlling you and controlling your monsters, you will never move forward until you get that monster out of your life, because there are monsters and then there are monsters. Telling you, the biggest monsters in most of your lives are people that you are around. And sometimes they don't even know it. But misery always loves company. And you don't even know it. Sometimes you're sitting there and you're wallowing in the mud with everybody else. And you don't even know that you're in the mud. It's like a pig. A pig was made to be in it. Wallows around and get in the mud because it wants to stay cool. But that's what it's supposed to do. That's its nature. There are people that think that their nature is to be nothing. Their nature is to just be where they are right at that moment. Because when a pig is wallowing in the mud, I can tell you right now, it is in heaven. In its mind, man, this is awesome. Who are you with right now? What's your circle? Just stop to think about the five people that you hang around right now. If you're thinking about those five people and none of them or where you are or further, you need some new friends. You need some new friends. So your monsters, I ain't going to get on that because now y'all going to start going out firing your friends. But you know what? Do I want you to fire your friends and fall out with them? That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just going to say you need some new friends. You can handle it how you want to handle it. But you need some new friends. And I'm going to tell you something, guys. The road to success, the ladder, whatever you want to call it, it can be a very lonely road with the wrong people. A very lonely road with the wrong people. So you have to take your pick. Do you want to be on the road with a few people and get some and strive for progress? Or do you want to be on the road with some people that aren't really walking? It's like an escalator, and you're walking down an up escalator. You're not going anywhere, but you think you are because your feet are moving, but you're not going anywhere. Everything upstairs has stopped, and everything downstairs is still moving. So get rid of the monsters in your life. And, some of you are saying, man, you're calling my friends monsters. They don't know they're monsters. They don't know. A shark doesn't know it's a monster. It's doing what its nature is. That's it. Some people have a nature of tearing other people down. And you have to identify those monsters in your life. And you have to eradicate them. I'm talking about snatch them out of your life. And the only way to do that, guys, is to remove yourself from the situation. Nobody's saying you got to get the loudspeaker and say, listen up, all monsters, I'm getting rid of y'all. Y'all know who y'all are. I'm not calling y'all anymore. I'm not going here with you guys anymore. We're not having those idle, crazy conversations anymore. I ain't gossiping. I'm not talking about, people anymore. I'm not doing that. See, because a lot of people talk about not being about it, but they just don't do it. And then behind closed doors, they're still doing the same nonsense. How are you going to talk about it and then not be about it? See, everything done in the dark comes to the light. And that's a good and a bad, because sometimes when you do great things, it's going to eventually be exposed. But when you do bad things as well, it's going to be exposed. And let me give you guys a secret. A lot of cases, you won't even know that it's exposed. People walk around you and they know something that you don't know. And you thinking they don't know. That's a coffee break. They're around you and everybody knows, but you don't know that they know. Man, that's got to be a terrible feeling. So how do you get past that? You get to the point that where you try to be above reproach. That means when someone says something about you, then it's pretty unfathomable for a person for them to say, you know, that's not them. That's not them. I just don't see them doing that. How do you get to that point? You get to that point by being about what you talk about. If you can't be about it, then just don't talk about it. Just don't talk about it. And now you're in the good. But see, you have to first of all get those monsters out of your life. And monsters don't have to be big. Monsters can be very, very small things. Very small things. I'm going to say this. And some of you on the line, you know, I'm going to step on your toe, but this toe needs to be stepped on. Cigarette is a monster. I'm not going to get ready to run down the list, but there's a lot of monsters. Alcohol is a monster. I mean, I'm not getting ready to preach to you guys about right and wrong, because you already know. It's right on the label. It tells you this is going to cause cancer. It should just say this is going to cause cancer. It not could. The warning is on the pack, just like on the labels. About anything that you abuse, ladies and gentlemen, is going to cause you an issue, right? Now, some of you are saying, you know, well, you know, you got to think of where you are. Are you a pack-a-day person? Or are you just an every-now-and-then-a-day person? Some of you are saying, no, don't smoke at all. Guys, I'm not here to preach to you and tell you what to do. I'm just telling you. So are you on the alcohol? Do you drink, you know, a fifth a day? Or you just socially, every now and then. Well, see, we have to see these small little monsters in our lives, and I just use those two as an example. But you know, there are small monsters in our lives that we feed and make them become big monsters. And before we know it, we're closing our eyes to what the big monsters are really doing to us. And then hindsight is always 20/20, because then when we finally realize and we open our eyes, we realize what the big monster has really done to us. It's not shocking. You already know. You've been seeing it happen, but you didn't have the intestinal fortitude to stop it. And some of us are a slave to our addictions. So monsters don't have to be big, you know, scary looking monsters. Some monsters are small, petite, and pretty. Some monsters are, you know, very handsome. Some monsters are just, you know, little bitty, you know, little kids can be monsters as well. They don't know it. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But your monsters in your life, you got to get rid of them. And there's a reason why this word was on my mind this morning, you know. And I fully believe that some of you out there are dealing with some monsters in your life, and you know how to get them out. You don't want through. You're going to say, I don't want to go through the drama dealing with that right now. But what happens if you keep going down the same road expecting a result? It's insane. And we go to work, we get up every day, go to work or get out of bed, do what we do, and we do the same every day. You conquer your monsters. You open your eyes, you realize what those monsters are. You don't have to get the bullhorn and start telling the world. See, everybody needs that one person in their life that they can trust. I'm not talking about that person that you just met that you think you're cool with. Now, I'm talking about that person that you've been through some things with. I'm talking about that person that's been tested, tried, and true. that person that's not going to regurgitate everything you say to somebody else because they're not your confidant. See, everybody has to have a confidant, and that confidant needs to be reciprocal. That means I'm your confidant, you're my confidant. See, that's how things get out. We think we're doing stuff that other people aren't going to find out about, but everybody has somebody they want to tell something. Who's that person? Who are those people that you want to tell things? Some people just can't help themselves. They got to tell it. But you have to recognize who you're telling certain things. So to get the monsters out of your life, you start to cut yourself off from those people that aren't growing you, the people that aren't helping you progress. And you can use this principle, ladies and gentlemen, in every aspect of your life, your business, your personal life, everything. If you exercise this and you do something as simple as, you know what, I'm going to stop gossiping. I'm going to stop. We talked about this before. You're either the initiator, the actuator, or the perpetuator of the gossip. If you get a lot of gossip, you can spin it any way you want to spin it. But if people call you with a lot of trash, you're either the initiator, the perpetuator, or the actuator. You're one of the three. If there's a lot of drama in your life constantly, you can't escape it. You're one of the three. You can shake your head as hard as you want to shake it and try to say, that's not me. But think about your life. If people are calling you constantly, that means if someone calls you and they're telling you that, you know, you heard about such and such. Boy, man, do you know that? Such? And you both know these people are part of what you do, who you are, your life. How about we figure out, how about we concentrate on a solution and not the problem? It's great. Let's identify the problem. But the next thing should be, how do we help? And you know, philosophy, you know, situation, I'm going to figure out, okay, what the problem is, because you always have to identify the problem. Ask myself, can I affect any change? And if that answer is no, the next question is, how high do I need to rise to get above it without being pulled down into it? And if I can affect change, if the answer is yes, then, you know, what change can I affect? And once I realize how I can change a thing, then I jump in and I try and help change it with the solution that I have. See, identifying the problem is not the issue. If you focus and concentrate on the problem and you accentuate the problem and you're always talking about the problem, then the solution is going to slowly drift away from you, which is why there are people that are permanently broken. And it's not that they don't know. It's that most people love to be broken because they get more attention being broken than they do being fixed. So they just love the fact that, you know what, I need attention. So if I get more attention being broken, then that's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be broken. Now, it's a difference in telling your testimony of brokenness. The difference is you came out of being broken. You're not still broken. You got fixed. A lot of people don't want to get fixed because they get so many sympathy points. They get so many ahs. I get so many likes as long as I say I'm broken. Broken in private, you're broken in public. You're just broken, and people love that. What are the monsters in your life? Identify them and destroy them. Destroy is a strong word because we need a strong solution. Destroy them. Because if you don't, they will destroy you, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with a tip because, you know, I've dedicated myself to making this show shorter. I think I'm getting there. And I want to leave you with a tip, you know, this morning was something that I sprung out of bed with, and literally this morning I had to use 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 to get out of bed. Those of you that 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 to do anything in life, you're gonna realize that, you know, that number will click quickly start to decrease itself. You go from 5, then you go down to, you know, it may go down to 4, then 3, and then next thing you know,
you know, you're all the way down to open your eyes and then you say something, you think about doing something, and then you just do it. That's the goal. Think about it. Boom. Go do it. So I can tell you, as long as you lay in bed, the longer, the harder it is to get up. And that's what I told myself. I'm like, you know what? This is not going to get any better. I'm just going to lay here and it's going to get worse. So I'm going to feel this, going to feel good, and I'm going to lay here and I'm going to wake up and it's going to be 30 minutes. When we hit the snooze button again, it's going to be, and next thing you know, I'm late in life and I'm creating a habit. And that habit is going to create my lifestyle. And that lifestyle is going to keep me where I am right now unless I change it, right? So, you know, the topic this morning, monsters, ladies and gentlemen, figure out who your monsters are or what your monsters are. I don't care who that person is or what that thing is. Really assess it. Open your eyes. See what's going on around you. Know fully what's happening in your atmosphere. And you have to address those things. Stop looking at the atmosphere, seeing what they're doing. Stop seeing, because they're doing what's best for them. What's best for you? What atmosphere do you need? So here's the tip for the day. Stop rising to the occasion and be the occasion. Stop rising to the occasion and be the occasion. And I've always said, ladies and gentlemen, we don't strike the iron. We don't strike while the iron is hot. We strike the iron to make it hot. Guys, if you begin to be that person in your life, in your own life, that takes control and you control the controls, you can eradicate the monsters in your life and you can no longer be controlled, and your destiny and your destination is in your hands. So, guys, thank you for chiming into The Grind. This show happens every Tuesday and Thursday, bright and early at 8 a.m. Guys, I'm honored that you would take your time out of your day, out of your morning, guys, to listen to me on The Grind. Guys, we bridge gaps here. Guys, tell somebody you feel good, and no matter what you say or do, you can't stop me. I'm moving forward.
Come on. Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Yeah,
I feel good, I know it.
Come on. On the inside, will show up on the outside.
Up.
Come on.
You know I'm gonna thank you.
The happiness in my life today, it won't be denied. Down in blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up.